Hello listeners and welcome to episode number 38 of the Kinetic Fitness Show. My name is Ali West and I'm your host today. If this is your first time listening to the show, this podcast is all about helping you to live a longer, healthier, happier and more joyful life. I do that by covering different areas and topics surrounding health and well-being each week. Some weeks I have a guest on and we pick their brains and their knowledge on that particular topic. Other weeks is just me discussing my knowledge and expertise on that particular topic that I'm covering that week from over 10 years now of experience within the fitness industry. So yeah, if you want to live a longer life, if you want to live a healthier life and a happier and more joyful life, and you just want to be a better version of yourself, then you've come to the right place. For my returning listeners and regular listeners, welcome back. Grateful to have you back with me, and I'm grateful for all of my listeners. Before we get stuck into today's episode and today's topic, what I want to discuss, please, please, please don't forget to like, follow and subscribe to this podcast. It doesn't take you any time at all, just one click and you will be updated with whenever I release an episode and you will be a subscriber. Secondly, if you can leave me a review, well, don't if, please leave me a review. If that's on iTunes or Google, just drop me a quick review. Let me know how you're finding the show. Hopefully you'll give me 5 stars and that will be great. Reviews are really, really important, not just for me, but for all podcasters, because reviews help us to grow. And if we can grow together, we are going to be able to help more people become healthier as well. At the end of the day, everyone wants to be healthier. Third and final thing is, if you are on Instagram, please do not forget to follow me on Instagram. My handle is Ali West Fitness. Ali West Fitness. If you follow me on there and if you take a screenshot of you listening to this episode, put it in your story, put it on your feed, I will share it with my followers as well. Let's all try and grow together. That's enough about that. Let's get stuck in to today's episode. Today, I'm going to be talking about how you can track and improve your recovery. Recovery is such an important part of your health and well-being. Why do you think athletes, sports teams spend millions and millions of pounds each year on recovery? Pounds, dollars, whatever currency you use. Why? Because it's so important, because it helps performance. Not just performance within the sport. If you are an athlete listening to this or you play a sport, yes, recovery is going to help you improve performance in that sport. But recovery helps you improve your performance in just regular everyday life. If we recover well, we're going to perform better. We're going to be able to complete tasks more effectively. We're going to be less tired, less stressed, etc., etc. And we're going to touch on all of those areas in this episode. So I'm really looking forward to discussing how we can track and improve your recovery in today's episode. Let's get stuck into it and let's talk about recovery. Firstly, I want to define what recovery actually is. So we hear this term recovery, but some of us might not necessarily know what recovery is or what it means. So recovery is a return to a normal state of health, mind, or strength. Let me read that again. Recovery is a return to a normal state of health, mind, or strength. So when we recover, when we bring in good recovery, we're going to get back to a level state of health, mind, and strength. As I mentioned in the intro to this podcast, good recovery is going to improve our performance in everything that we do. That's the definition of recovery. Let's talk about tracking. For me, let's forget about recovery for a second. Tracking is vital in everything that you do. Not just recovery, I'm talking everything. So if you want to improve a fitness goal, you've got to track it. If you want to improve your finances, you've got to track it. If you want to improve your relationship, you've got to track it. Your spirituality, you've got to track it. If you track everything, you're going to improve. No doubt about it. Data, measurements, tracking is vital to make improvements. Why? Well, I believe it's important because it makes you aware. For the regular listeners on this show, you will have heard me speak and other guests as well speak about awareness on, I'd say, at least a dozen shows, if not more. The term awareness and being aware has come up many, many times on this podcast. So by tracking your recovery and by tracking everything that you do, you're starting to become aware of what's going on, consciously aware. And then when we're consciously aware and we realize what's happening, we can make positive changes and make habit changes and make steps into the right direction. Tracking is vital. There are many, many ways then that we can track recovery. The wearable technology market is huge now. It's predicted that by the end of 2020, the wearable tech market is going to be worth $40 to $50 billion. $40 to $50 billion by the end. Well, we're currently in 2019. If you're listening to this podcast in 2019, you might be listening to it in 2025, who knows. But by 2020, $40 to $50 billion the wearable tech market is going to be worth. That is like crazy, astronomical. It's one of the fastest growing technological industries at the moment. So people are starting to track, they're starting to wear technology that tracks everything, their recovery, their fitness, their heart rate, etc. And we're going to touch on some of those in the next few minutes. So wearable technology is one way that we can track recovery. Think of things like Fitbits, there's the Aura Ring, I'm going to speak about some of these in more detail as well. There's Whoop, there's Garmin, there's loads. There's probably hundreds of different tech items that you can wear now. Some are on your wrist, some are on your finger in the forms of a ring, some are apps. That's another area that you can use to track recovery, etc., is using apps on your phone. So there's loads of different ways. A lot of them as well are free, some you have to pay for. I recommend paying for a trackable device. There's not much really that's free that is good. Some stuff is. The Sleep Cycle is a pretty good app that's free. But on the whole, you're going to have to pay a little bit of money. You're going to have to invest in it. Just like anything, if you want to invest in something, it usually means it's going to help you. So invest in your health, invest in a good piece of equipment to track your recovery and to track your health and well-being. So yeah, there's loads of different types of ways that we can track and monitor our recovery. But the first thing to point out is that you've got to track it. We don't track, we don't know how we're getting on. We don't know where we're at. We don't know if we can improve, how we can improve without tracking. That's like saying you're going to go on holiday or you're going to go on a long journey and you're just going to freestyle it. You've got no way of monitoring it. You've got no GPS, you've got no map, and you're just going on a crazy freestyle ride. It's the same with everything. If we don't track our recovery, we don't know where we're going. We don't know how we're going to get there. We don't know how we're going to progress. So tracking is vitally important. Let's talk about some of the different ways we can track then our recovery. So I mentioned a few there, and the one personally that I use and that I recommend, before I say this, let me point out that I've got no affiliation to any of these brands, to any of these trackers. I'm just going to say the ones that I've used and that I recommend. So for me, the one that I've been using consistently and regularly is the Whoop band. That's Whoop, W-H-O-O-P. Whoop. So yeah, the Whoop band is one of the most accurate trackers on the market. The main things that it monitors are heart rate variability, resting heart rate, your strain, so how hard you're working when you do a particular activity. It monitors your sleep, and we're going to touch on that further down the line in this podcast episode. So yeah, it monitors quite a few key areas in relation to recovery. It'll also give you a percentage of your recovery each day, and it gives you tips on how you can improve, etc. So it's a really good device. It partners up with your phone via Bluetooth and via Wi-Fi and wireless internet. And it's a great tracker. So I highly recommend the Whoop band. I've also heard that the Nokia tracker, the Aura Ring, and the Fitbit as well are quite good, but I've not used them myself I can only recommend the ones that I've used. So the main ones I've used are Whoop Band, and I've also used Sleep Cycle app. Both of these I recommend, but the Whoop for me gives me the best data possible. So yeah, I highly recommend checking out Whoop. So that's a few different ways that we can track. Tracking is key. Let's talk about things we can focus on to improve our recovery. The first one I want to speak about is sleep. Let me point this out. You're not an idiot. You know sleep is important. Good quality sleep affects everything. If we have good sleep, we're going to recover better and we're going to perform better and we're going to de-stress. We're going to have more energy. There's so many benefits to getting good quality sleep. I have a podcast episode on sleep as well. So if you want to go into more detail on sleep, I highly recommend listening to that episode. And that was, I'm just trying to find it for you guys, was episode number 13. So if you go back to episode number 13, where I speak to Nick Littlehales, who's a sleep expert, if you go back, you can listen to more information on sleep. But sleep is really, really important. So if we start to track and monitor our sleep by using one of these trackers, we're going to be able to recover better. The Whoop Band that I use monitors all the different phases of sleep. It monitors your heart rate during sleep. And it's important that we're going through all the cycles of sleep and we're getting adequate amounts of sleep and we're getting good quality in each phase as well. So we need to get good quality light sleep. We need to get REM sleep, which is rapid eye movement. We need to get good quality deep sleep as well. So the band that I use, the Whoop Band, tells you all of that, gives you a breakdown of it, but also makes it really easy to understand and really easy to improve on as well. Tracking your sleep then is the first key part and improving that sleep. Once you start to track it, then you can work out, okay, where can I make improvements? Do I need a better wind down routine in the evening? So can I put some things into place to make me sleep better? Some of the good things you can do for that are not being on your laptop or looking at a blue screen half an hour to an hour before you go to sleep. Reading on a non-screen device can help improve your sleep. Not having caffeine before you go to bed can help improve your sleep. Not drinking booze or alcohol can help improve your sleep. And also, the amount of stress you're under as well can affect your sleep as well, and that can affect the heart rate, which we're going to come on to in a second as well. Once you start to track it, once you start to see trends, that's when we can make improvements. And if you're anything like me, if you're quite competitive, by tracking it, it becomes a bit of a challenge. So you're like, oh, right, okay, so I only got 40 minutes of deep sleep last night. What can I do to try and get more? Like, can I do some hacks? Can I improve my sleep routine? Can I do little tweaks to get some more deep sleep? The good thing about the Whoop Band as well is it gives you a percentage out of 100 of how well you slept. So if you get in the 90s, 100% sleep, that's amazing, that's in the green. If you're getting down like 5 or 10% of your sleep, that's really poor, and then that's going to stress you out, make you recovery poor, make you more susceptible to injury, illness, fatigue, etc. So yeah, if you're anything like me and you like a challenge, the tracking really helps with that, and you start competing with yourself. And then if you know someone else that's using a tracker as well, you can say, oh, how much sleep did you get? What quality sleep did you get? Oh, I'll have a battle with you. I can get more quality sleep. I can get more deep sleep than you. One of my clients has a Whoop Band and we're always like, what's your heart rate variability today? What was your sleep like? So it's a great way of adding a challenge and also improving your health and tracking. So sleep, vitally, vitally important. That's the first way that you can recover better, is by improving your sleep. Go back to episode 13, listen to that. Read up on sleep, do some research, and more importantly, start to track your sleep. The second way that we can improve our recovery is by monitoring heart rate. Again, you can use a tracker or you can just use a bog standard heart rate monitor and start to record your data. These are the three areas that I recommend in relation to heart rate that you focus on. The first one is your resting heart rate. This is when you first wake up in the morning. So when you wake up, check your heart rate. If you've got a tracker, if you've got something like the Whoop Band or a Fitbit like I use, then it will tell you anyway. But if not, just get up, check your heart rate, check your pulse in the morning, and then monitor your resting heart rate. I recommend doing it three times, taking an average, and doing that for probably 3 to 5 days consecutively, and then taking an average so you can get an idea of what your resting heart rate is. Here's the key point. The lower your resting heart rate, generally, the healthier you are. Resting heart rate has a direct correlation to overall health. Lower resting heart rate, healthier. Higher resting heart rate, less healthier or unhealthy. So we want to try and work on getting that resting heart rate down, or the average resting heart rate down. The second area you can focus on in relation to heart rate, and something that's getting heavily researched and more people are taking notice of at the moment, is heart rate variability. If you haven't heard of heart rate variability is defined as the physiological phenomenon of variation in the time interval between heartbeats. So it's measured by the variation in beat to beat intervals. And again, this is slightly different. The higher your heart rate variability, so the less time between beats, the healthier you are. If you have a lower heart rate variability, then the more unhealthy you are. A lot of this is linked to cardiovascular fitness as well. So if you've got a high heart rate variability, you've usually got a good level of cardiovascular fitness. Lower heart rate variability, lower level of cardiovascular fitness. So heart rate variability is a really great area to check in relation to your heart rate. Again, trackers usually show this. Most of the good wearable technology, most of the good trackers will show this. The Whoop Band shows this, and this is how it equates its recovery as well. On Whoop, you get a percentage of recovery, just like you get a percentage of sleep, and that is a lot of that is based on how well you sleep, but also your heart rate variability and your resting heart rate as well. So heart rate variability, really important to track. There's also a link between stress as well with heart rate variability. Again, low heart rate variability usually tends to mean you're quite heavily stressed out. And there's numerous ways that we can reduce stress. This is an area as well that we need to focus on. And I have a podcast episode coming up over the next few weeks where we're just going to talk about stress and how we can reduce it, how we can improve it. But yeah, heart rate variability has a direct correlation with your overall health and well-being as well. Improve your heart rate variability, get it higher, you improve your health. You recover better. The last one in relation to heart rate of how we can improve our recovery is how our heart's working and our heart rate during exercise. On the Whoop Band, I keep going back to the Whoop Band because this is what I use, but on the Whoop Band, it gives you a strain level. Off the top of my head, I think it scores it out of 20, but it'll give you a strain level for the exercise that you're competing in or that you're doing. So let's say you go to the gym and you do some exercise, you can start to monitor your heart rate and what different zones you're working in. A brief guideline to heart rate, for most people, this is roughly, your max heart rate is usually 220 minus your age. 220 minus your age. So if you're 20 years old, your max heart rate is going to be about 200. Probably you'll be able to go higher than that, but that's roughly what it is. From that, you can start monitoring your heart rate during exercise, and you can see what levels you're working at, how hard you're working in relation to your heart rate as well. Playing around with the different heart rate levels will improve your health and well-being, and it will allow you to recover better as well if we're monitoring that. If we're spending too much time really right up there at the max heart rate, that's going to fatigue us and it's going to work us out harder. So in reality, we're going to take longer to recover. But by doing things like interval training, HIIT training, and also longer steady cardiovascular exercise, we're going to improve that cardiovascular system, we're going to improve the heart rate and help with these areas that we've previously spoke about. They're the three then, they're the three to focus on in relation to heart rate. Number one, resting heart rate, start working on that. Number two, heart rate variability. And number three, how your heart rate is during exercise or during strain. The third way, and this is the last one that I'm going to talk about because I only wanted to focus on three, so I'm not overloading you with information and you can start to put this into practice straight away. The third area that I want to talk about of how we can improve our recovery is nutrition, is through food, but also hydration as well. Again, this could be its own standalone podcast. We could probably do like a 10-hour podcast, if not longer, maybe even a 10-day podcast where we spoke about how nutrition can improve recovery. But I just want to touch on how important it is. If we're putting the right things into our body, if we're fueling our body in the right way in relation to our body and also our fitness goals, then we will recover better. It's just fact. It's a no-brainer. We're not cars. We're not machines. We're a lot more complex and evolved than that. But it is that old analogy of if you put the wrong fuel in your car, it's not going to go. It's not going to function properly. You're going to get in it in the morning. It's not going to start. And it's the same with your body. If you fuel it with the wrong stuff, if you don't fuel recovery, it's going to pack up on you. It's not going to work optimally and you're not going to recover in the right way. Nutrition is vital. There's lots out there. There's lots of conflict information on what's the best way to do it, how to recover, how to eat in relation to exercise. But I think it's important to relate it to your goal. If we're starting to build muscle and we're trying to pack on mass, then obviously we're going to want to recover with nutrition. In relation with our nutrition, we're going to want to recover with protein, some carbohydrates as well to replenish our system to allow muscles to grow. If we're doing high level cardiovascular exercise, we're going to want to recover with carbohydrates because they're going to be depleted quite a lot. So it's in relation to what you're doing, the activity and the goals as well. But if you are eating plenty of natural foods, whole foods, and the right ratios, you're going to recover effectively as well. Not going to go into too much detail on that, but nutrition is really, really important. So if you want to recover better, focus on that nutrition. Make sure you're eating correctly for what you want to achieve. The other one that I just touched on is hydration. There has been some studies, and one that I read out of the University of Bristol said that just 1% of dehydration can affect performance by up to 65%. Let me say that again. Just 1% of dehydration can affect performance by up to 65%. So if you're only moderately or mildly dehydrated, if you're lacking hydration, you're going to recover like crap. And also you're going to perform like crap. Hydration is key. Drink plenty of fluids, drink plenty of water each and every day to allow you to recover optimally and perform optimally. I recommend personally, if you're on a day where you're not very active, you still need 2 liters of water each day. If you're more active, if you're doing heavy strain, if you're going to the gym, you want to be bumping that up to like 3 liters. Varies different from person to person, between male and female, but that 2 to 3 liter mark is what you hear over and over again. So hydration, vital, key to recovery. And that's it really. I'm going to leave you with that. A short, sharp, sweet podcast episode this week, focusing on how we can track and improve recovery. But here's the key points that I want you to take away from this and to put into practice straight away. The first one is what I said right at the start. You've got to track. Track everything. If you don't track, you don't know if you're improving and you can't monitor it. So track. Get yourself a tracker. I recommend the Whoop, but there's other ones out there as well that you can use. Secondly, focus on those areas that are going to improve your recovery. Sleep being the paramount one, the first one. If we're getting good quality of sleep, forget the whole 8 hours, you need 8 hours or 9 hours sleep. That's a thing of the past now. It's not so much about the length, it's about the quality and how much time you spend in each phase of sleep as well. And how you're waking up. If you're waking up feeling good, feeling refreshed, feeling energized, that usually is a great indicator that you're having good sleep. If you're waking up and you feel lethargic or you feel tired or you feel a bit stressed, then that would indicate that your sleep needs improvement. So sleep is really, really vital. Then we went on to mention about heart rate and how we can track heart rate. Focus on those three key areas of heart rate. Resting heart rate, you want to get that lower. Heart rate variability wants to go up. And then the third one was how you're working, how your heart rate's working whilst you're working out. So track that and get yourself in the different zones so you're going to improve your cardiovascular fitness and ultimately improve your recovery. If we're not recovering well, that can be signs of stress, fatigue. Sometimes as well, we can overtrain. So be careful that you're not overtraining and you're not pushing yourself to the limit. Then finally, we spoke briefly about nutrition and hydration. This is an area that we could go into so much detail on. If you want to hear more about the best ways to recover with nutrition and hydration, then do let me know. Drop me an email, send me a direct message on Instagram, and I will do a whole podcast about this particular or this specific area. But yeah, keep the nutrition clean, healthy. And then secondly, make sure you're hydrated. Lacking in fluids is going to affect your performance and affect your recovery. There's many other areas and topics and centers of expertise that I could talk about in relation to recovery in this episode, but I've tried to keep it simple, try and keep it targeted. There's other things that improve recovery as well. So as I mentioned, stress, we didn't go into much detail on that, but we could do, and other factors as well. We could have spoken about stretching and mobility and flexibility and foam rolling and all that. They can all aid and help improve recovery. But these, for me, are the critical ones. The sleep, the heart rate, and the nutrition and hydration, they're the key areas that are going to improve your recovery. That's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Very different kind of topic and angle again, but recovery for me is vital, and it's something that I'm starting to get more and more obsessed with and more competitive with myself on. But yeah, go and track, go and start monitoring what you're doing, start to improve your recovery, and I guarantee you that your overall performance in everyday life will improve, your overall well-being and health will improve if we start to monitor, track, and improve our recovery. Don't forget, as I said at the start of this podcast, to like, follow, and subscribe whatever platform that you are listening to this on. It just takes one click. Secondly, leave me a review. 5-star review would be great, and that will help me to grow. And third and finally, take your screenshots, tag me on Instagram, on social media, and I will share that with my followers. If you're enjoying this podcast as well, just word of mouth, just tell people, go and listen to the Kinetic Fitness Show, go and listen to Ali and the guests that he has on, and that will help us to help more people as well. Very, very grateful for you all listening in. If you've made it this far, you've made it to the end, thank you so much. And don't forget to go back and listen to some of those other episodes as well. And I look forward to speaking to you all again next week for another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Until then, have a blessed week. Stay healthy, stay strong, stay well. And I will speak to you all again next week. Peace and love.